This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
Because there is that saying, you know your worth and add tax. That's what we're doing here. Like, I want artists to be able to actually live off their art. Because that whole starving artist thing, I'm sick and tired of it. I don't think, you know, being an artist is any less of a profession or career or job than any other thing. Like, everything is necessary. At the end of the day, if we didn't have art, like, it'd be a very miserable existence. So I want artists to get paid.
That's Jamila Amara, known around the city for producing art shows and galleries pre-pandemic through her initiative Art Plus Tax. We talk about her journey, relationship to Toronto's arts and culture scene, and the latest iteration of Art Plus Tax, which involves a printing shop that she's currently fundraising for.
I'm an art collector and enthusiast. Previously, I guess if you want to call it a little bit of a socialite, I used to run around and party a lot. And so that's kind of how a lot of people got to know me. I used to blog a little bit about my like club experiences. I had a section on my blog called Club Chronicles, which some people might remember. I won't say the name of the blog because there is profanity in it. But yeah, so that's how a lot of people kind of got to know me, either just like meeting me in person through like entertainment scene, or yeah, they might have like read some stuff that I've written in the past. That was very many years ago, but still, that's how a lot of people got to know me. And I mean, through social media, it's been kind of easy to like maintain a little bit of that circle on those networks and those followers as well.
She tells me that lately she's been observing Toronto's art scene to figure out how she can be of best use.
I'm a very creative person, but I cannot draw to save my life. I've never tried to paint because of the drawing thing, but I do have like an intense appreciation for art, and so many of my friends are amazingly talented artists, and it's kind of hard not to kind of fall in love with, you know, all of the beautiful things that they do, and want to be a part of that as well. So my goal for the last little bit has just been trying to find a way to kind of help facilitate artists just to be able to do what they do.
Jamila loves seeing artists being able to focus on creating rather than being bogged down by all the logistics and business-related tasks that come with creative careers. To alleviate some of that, the next iteration of Art Plus Tax is going to be a platform for artists to sell their work and a printing shop by and for the community. We don't have many printing shops like this in the city, but community print shops do exist globally, so I asked Jamila what a community print shop in Toronto could look like.
So a lot of the community print shops that exist elsewhere, to be honest, there's not one way to do it. I think it really is going to be something that's tailored to whatever community it sits within. I guess my idea for one, or what I would like to see for one, is it just quite literally be a hub for artists.
Her vision for the print shop comes from the pain points she's noticed as an art lover and a supporter of local artists.
In being a collector, I kind of learned a little bit of what people were looking for. In having artist friends, I knew a little bit of like the obstacles they were running into, trying to sell their work, trying to produce and manufacture their stuff, and even just simple stuff like being able to ship it out. You know what I mean? So yeah, I guess what I'm trying to do now is, again, just it's about facilitating everything and finding a lot of different ways to do that. And the printing shop just kind of, whenever it can come to be, which hopefully is sooner than later, but whenever I can get that up and running, I'm hoping that it will make it so that, you know, Art Plus Task can be that one-stop shop where I have a project I want to do, I want to exhibit it, I want to sell my work, and I want people to, you know and learn about who I am and what I do. That's the ultimate goal, is to honestly be able to take all of that extra stuff off of the artist and have them just be able to create.
Of course, Jamila's excited by the printing work that will be possible in a space like this, but she's also really excited for the community that will be taking up the space.
I want this to feel like less of a task and a job and a thing you gotta, you know, kind of just cross off the to-do list. Like, the printing is still part of the creative process as far as it actually coming to life. And I think, you know, the other part is being able to bring art home, especially in a time when we can't go to it to interact with it, being able to have something at home, which I've noticed, I mean, everybody has started refocusing on their home because we've been stuck there for like a year now, right? So I mean, it's I think it's no coincidence that everybody's really big on interior design now. And I think art is a big part of that.
Watching home design YouTubers in Toronto and elsewhere has also got her thinking about the power of hanging up local art in your home, especially at a time when we're spending so much of our day in the house and decorating or redecorating to have a change of scenery within our spaces.
I thought to myself, you know, how much better would it be if these people, when, you know, going in, or even interior designers, when they're going in and doing a space for someone, if they could source art from local artists, if they could source art that isn't just something you bought at HomeSense, but, you know, something that maybe speaks to you actually, that you actually like, that you actually love. You know, I have all my friends work on my wall and I love it. Like, it makes me feel really good just to, like, wake up and, like, literally look at my wall and see all my friends. Like, I love that. So I think it would be really cool as well to be able to kind of integrate art into kind of just the wellness of our homes. I think it's an important part of it.
And with the print shop, there's also the prospect of introducing international artists to Toronto audiences.
I think there's definitely a value in being able to, like, buy a piece of work and, like, download and have the file sent to you and be able to download and print it. I think that's something that's going to be a big part of my business as well, because you want to be able to, you know, get art from everywhere. And I think that it's not always necessarily, like, feasible to ship it these huge distances. So yeah, one of my goals is to be able to, like, directly, and I've spoken to a few international artists about this already, just in general about how they feel about selling files. And most of them have done it more than a couple times already. Some of them are still new to it and a little hesitant for good reason. But I think that if I can be, like, this reliable place where they know, like, I'm not going to keep selling your work without you, you know, getting your just due for it. And that's the other thing. That's where the plus tax and art plus tax come from, is making sure that people get paid what they're worth.
So no matter who you are, Jamila is here to welcome you to the Art Plus Tax print shop.
I want somebody who's, you know, moved into their new apartment and has nothing on the walls and nothing to put on the walls to be like, oh, I need some stuff here, and be able to come and see, like, again, all these local artists that they know or maybe follow or whatever it might be. And I want also, you know, the art enthusiast who needs, like, super high quality, beautiful, massive prints to be able to come to me and know that, you know, they're going to get great quality and they're going to have access to, you know, a network of artists that maybe do not get the kind of attention or shine that a lot of other artists do. I don't think there's a specific person. It really is for everybody, and I want everybody to feel like if you're brand new to this, there's someone who can walk you through whatever you need to get walked through. Or if you're very experienced, you know exactly what you want, you can, you know, get something that's exactly what you're looking for, and, you know, you not feel like you're losing out on anything.
Jamila is currently crowdfunding $15,000 on GoFundMe to secure the right printing equipment for the shop.
The 15 grand number, to be honest, when I first thought of it, I was like, oh, this is high. But honestly, I got to that number because I looked at how much equipment cost. No part of that 15 grand is anything I'm expecting to put in my pocket at any point. It's literally just like, the printer costs this much, the paper costs this much, the ink costs this much. So I had a budget, and I set aside money of my own for some of it, and location included when that time comes. But yeah, literally that money is for nothing other than equipment. It's because that was just the biggest part of the investment. Everything else, I have no issue working my butt off. So, you know, I'm not opposed to it at all. I just recognize that, like, ooh, this is a lot, and it's going to be hard for me to do on my own. And, you know, I've seen how my community steps up and supports people when it's time. So, you know, I still have the utmost faith in them and myself to get this done. And yeah, I know it's going to be a bit of a journey, and I know it's not going to happen necessarily overnight, although please, if it can, I would love that. But I wanted to make it fair. I wanted to make it very transparent. And so every piece of equipment that I buy that I use the money for is going to be updated and listed on the GoFundMe. And I'll also find a place to put it on the website as well. So people will be able to track and see exactly where that money's been spent, and they'll be able to see, you know, what their donations go toward.
To keep up with Art Plus Tax, including an upcoming collaboration in June, make sure to follow Art Plus Tax TO on Instagram and visit their website, artplustax.com. For both the handle and the website, make sure to spell out the word plus.
My main thing has always been about being for the community. And I say often, like, community over everything, because I see the kind of impact it makes when we stand together to do anything, anything. I think when it's a bunch of us that, you know, have the same vision and have the same goals, I think it's easy to get things done when we can work with each other to get there. And so, again, nothing I do is ever for just myself. I always want things that I do to, yes, also serve me, of course, but in serving myself, I want to be able to help everybody who's around me as well, because I think that without each other, we don't get anywhere. You know what I mean? I think there's no limit to what we can do together. So.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.